Recommendations for Nashville's new Major League Soccer stadium were unveiled Tuesday. Among them was a commitment to work with the community, something local activists have been requesting. WPLN's Mariba Knight reports.
The Fairgrounds Nashville is about to undergo a massive transformation as plans unfold to build a Major League Soccer stadium and 10 acres of private mixed-use development. The stadium's ownership group has committed to a community benefit agreement, a pact to not just build a stadium, but also employ local residents and create affordable housing around it. Neighbors say they also want better transportation. Vendors of the fairgrounds say they want increased security. Laura Womack is the executive director of the fairgrounds.
They want to ensure that they're being heard and that this isn't just lip service or, you know, we already have an idea, so we're just going to go through this exercise.
But George Grun, owner of Grun Guitars, is skeptical. He estimates he and his wife spend $50,000 a year at the fairgrounds, buying instruments, oriental rugs, beads, and exotic animals. Grun has fought against any redevelopment here for nearly a decade.
Nothing about it works. And I would have to say that their statements that they want it to work are disingenuous.
He says handing off most of the land to developers and relegating the fairgrounds to a small parcel on the edge will be a disaster for a historic piece of Nashville. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Mariba Knight.
The master plan for the fairgrounds will go before the Metro Council in the coming months.